Good morning, everybody. You are listening to Action Line on KINY. I am your host, Jordan Lewis, and joining me today, I have Matt McMillan and Eric Forrest here with the Juneau Chamber of Commerce. How are you both doing today?
Good. How are you, Jordan?
I am doing pretty good. You know, still, it's been about a month since I've been back from my vacation, but still re-getting into the swing of things again. But I think I'm doing pretty good. How are you, Maggie?
I'm good. Every time I leave for like a day, I feel like it takes me a month to get caught back up on emails. So I hope you've gotten caught up on your emails. That's my least favorite part of taking a vacation.
I got caught up on my emails pretty quick, but when you're someone who gets like 30, 40 emails like every day, you're like, well, yeah, I'm never really caught up on my emails. I can do the best that I can.
That's right.
Now, I know, I'm pretty sure our biggest thing we got coming up is the Spirits of Alaska is happening this Saturday. Am I correct in that?
That's right. It's this Saturday up at the top of the tram. And it's we did this last year. It was very successful. Everybody had a great time. So we're doing it again on Saturday the 27th. We're doing our 9 different Alaskan distilleries. Are all going to be up there with us doing all tastings of their spirits. And a lot of them have their canned cocktails as well. So there'll be a lot of different options up there. I think there might even be a beer or two up there. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, so last year we had 7 distilleries, so this year we're really happy to have 9, and I can name them if you want to hear, because I know you love
whiskey. I'd love to hear that.
You know, so we have Anchorage Distillery, Alaskan, well, they have a brewing co, but it's Alaskan Distilling here in town when they're distilling or making their canned cocktails, Denali Spirits, Skagway Spirits, Matanuska Brewing Company, which they do canned cocktails, Uncharted Alaska Distillery out of Ketchikan, Ursa Major Distilling, Amalga, of course, here from Juneau, and Port Chilkoot is coming again from Haynes, which they make probably my favorite gin in the whole world.
It's very good. Yep, they have a very good one. And it's all at the top of the tram on Saturday from 5:30 to 8:30, and we're having food catered by the Gold Belt Tram, so there'll be all kinds of food up there. And then we're doing our bucket list raffle, so we have all kinds of great prize that we're raffling off, and Maggie wants to talk a little bit about how that works.
Oh yeah, so the bucket list raffle isn't your traditional raffle. Like most time you go to buy a raffle ticket, it costs $50 and you just buy it. So the way a bucket list raffle works is you buy an envelope that has tickets in it. They're either $1 to $150. So I know it's a little confusing, but you can have up to 150 chances to winning something. We lay out big buckets, and they have 8 different prizes on them, I think this year maybe. We have the Taku Lodge Feast for 2 tickets from Seaplanes. NAO is putting a prize package together. We have lighthouse tours, whale watching, Delta Airline tickets, zip line passes, and Neighbor Day passes at Icy Strait Point.
Oh, we've been on that one.
Yeah. 2-day kayaking, and then a whale watch and a salmon bake. The kind of... I know these are all things we generally don't do here. These are things visitors in Juneau come to do. But I want to remind you all that we live in one of the most beautiful places on Earth, and people spend a lot of money to get here and to do these things. So we encourage you to be a tourist in your backyard and experience some of these really awesome things that people travel across the planet to do.
We all have people come and visit, or friends or family in town, and I've done a couple of these tours already. I mean, the lighthouse tour I did last summer, it's an amazing tour. It's a beautiful boat they have out there, super comfortable. And, of course, the Taku Lodge, everybody knows how great that is. But not a lot of people have been out there, believe it or not. You'd be surprised how many people have not been there. If you have a chance to go do that, you should definitely try and bid on that one, because that's an amazing opportunity to both see 5 glaciers on a seaplane and then land out there on the Taku River, have a feast out there at the lodge, and they bring you all the way back. It's a beautiful, beautiful trip. And, of course, you know, our friends over at Icy Strait Point having the zip line for Neighbor's Day, that's going to be awesome. And there's all those local things like the 2-day kayak rental. We all like to kayak, right? Everybody likes to go out on the lake or out on the Auk Bay or wherever you want to go. So just you buy one of those envelopes. You can take all the tickets you want. You can put them all in one bucket, or you can split them up and put 2 in this bucket and 5 in that bucket, however you want to do it. And then we'll draw the winners out of that.
Good luck calculating those odds, Jordan.
You're right. I can't math this.
Well, that's exactly why we came up with this. We've got to stump Jordan. That's how we did it. So.
Nope, that's definitely fair. And you have a very good point. You know, there are a lot of those things that are, you know, there are very fun activities, and we just don't think about doing them a lot. I think the main one of those that I've actually done is I went whale watching with my mother last summer. I was like, I know she always wants to, so I'm going to make sure I use that local deal. And so she and I can go do that. And, you know, I do think people need to engage in that stuff a bit more, because then that gives more context of why people come to town and do those things. Like, I can see the appeal of a zip line. I did a zip line down in Vegas before, and so I'm like, yeah, I can see why people want to go zip lining. Very different environment, obviously, compared to the zip line that I've done, but it's very important to see that. Now, I had a comment about the canned cocktails. That's always interested me. I think I want to say that's a my generation thing, but I still don't understand it, because it just seems like an odd pick to can your cocktail, and the whole point of the cocktail is, oh, you've mixed all this stuff together and it looks really fancy, and now you've just put it in a can.
Well, that's great, but when you're out on doing one of these activities and you want to have a nice mojito, you don't have all the ingredients with you, right? You don't have that. You don't have all.
You pop open a
canned cocktail, and you'd be surprised. I was a little skeptical myself, being a bar owner. I'm like, no, we craft our cocktail, we make all them by hand, you know. But you taste these things, and like, these are really good. And there's some really good ones out there, and it's a good opportunity to taste them up there on our tasting this weekend. So I would highly encourage everybody to go up there and try it, because you'd be surprised at some of the stuff they're coming up with. All these different distilleries, everybody's working and tinkering with different things. And there's some really, really creative stuff going on in the distilling world right now.
Gotcha. I think the main one I remember having tried was that it was a vodka lemonade one that was canned. That was pretty good. But even hearing, you know, like doing mixing, it reminds me of my time when I worked in the zoo up in Anchorage, and we had access to all the drinks back there. Obviously, it's non-alcoholic. We would still be like, what is this? How does this mix well together? And doing that
kind of thing. That's exactly what they're doing, yeah.
But, yeah, canned cocktails, the convenience of them, I think that's why they're so popular, right? I'm the friend that always, as a bartender, everyone's always like, Maggie, bring a drink. And now I'm all, okay, I'll bring a drink, and I can stop at one store and just come, and I don't have to bartend the whole party. I can actually enjoy it. So I love canned cocktails, and the Anchorage Distillery lemonade, the vodka
really
lemonade,
good.
They're very strong. I'm a lightweight.
Split
I drink, I do 50-50. I do Sprite and the, it's so good.
Yeah.
It's my favorite drink. I drink it. That's like my summertime sunny day.
Yeah, it's great. And they're all got different flavors coming out. I know Anchorage Distilling's got a bunch of them. Alaska Brewing Company's got several that are very good. And they also have their seltzers, too, which I think are going to be there as well. So those are another creative thing that's coming out of the distilling area.
Gotcha. Now, if only there was someone doing sake around here, because I have a whole cup that I have for it now. It's super nice, and I haven't gotten to use it for that yet. It's just been a teacup so far. But now, another thing I was hoping to talk about, and I hope I'm not jumping the gun on this, is I know the upcoming truck raffle is going down.
Oh, yeah.
I think you saw the truck.
I've seen the truck. That's why I was like, I hope I'm not jumping the gun on this.
Yeah, it's our fancy red Chevy Silverado. It's going to be a great prize for somebody. It's a flashy, it is a eye-catching truck, and I'm really excited about it. We're going to be giving that one away. I think the giveaway date is in
September 7th.
September 7th.
And September 9th.
So those tickets are on sale from all of your friendly chamber board members. And there's also a second prize of 2 Alaska Airlines tickets, and a third prize, which is awesome, is a Princess Cruise Line package. So for your one raffle ticket, you actually have 3 chances to win, and they're all amazing prizes. But let me tell you, that truck is sharp. I'm going to buy a ticket myself for that truck.
I've seen it twice in the wild. I saw it once when I was taking care of a couple of errands, and I saw it another time in downtown.
It'll be around. It's going to be in the 4th of July parade, and we'll have it at different chamber events. I think it will be down at the event this Saturday. We'll have it parked down there.
It'll be at Maritime Festival. That will be its first time that it's... Oh, sorry. It will be at Spirits of Alaska, and then in the following weekend, it will also be downtown again for Maritime Festival. So we will.
Yep.
You'll see it out and about. It's even going to make a trip to Haines this year.
Ooh. And it's going to be at the Gold Rush Days, too.
Yep, it will be at Gold Rush Days.
And it'll be at our golf tournament, which is coming up.
Yeah. It will be everywhere until all the tickets are sold. You will see a big red truck in this town.
You'll see it driving down the road with Win Me on the side of it.
Yes.
Yep.
It says Win This Truck. And it's a big truck. It's a full-size truck.
Yeah.
That was what I joked about. I saw Jordan in a parking lot this weekend, and I pulled up, and I said, I know last year's truck was a little small for you, Jordan, at 6'8" or whatever, but you could totally drive in a Silverado.
Yeah. Silverado 1500, yep.
This one has looked more of my scale.
Yep, it's nice.
And $50 gets you
$50 tickets, yep.
It's
so
true.
We're going to be really excited about that one this summer.
I'll definitely have to keep my eyes on that. Maybe I'll convince my dad to do the golf tournament this year. I was trying to tell him about it last year, but
it's anybody's golf tournament, because it's a best ball tournament. So even if you're not a good golfer, it's just a blast to go out there, and everybody takes a shot. You go find the best one. You all drop your ball there and move on, right? makes it really easy, and we're going to have food and all kinds of fun stuff out there. It's a great day out on the golf course, and we have probably the most rugged golf course I've ever been on.
Yeah, no golf carts on that golf course, but it's a lot of fun, and the food that we give out food that day. We don't charge any of the players, so it's, and we also, if you don't have a time to play a full round of golf, you can come, and we kind of have our fun little hole, the 10th hole, that has random targets set up throughout the field, and you hit balls into those targets and win prizes. So it's, if you're not a full day golfer, maybe your dad just wants to come out and have a hamburger and try to win some prizes.
Nah, knowing his competitive spirit, he would just try to win. It wouldn't matter how long it would take, he'd just try to win. Well, I mean, it definitely sounds like you guys have a lot of pretty fun events planned, pretty much going all throughout the summer. Now, talk to me about, I know one thing I kind of am interested to hear about from you guys is obviously the cruise ships are now back in town. They've been back in town for a little bit now. Yeah.
We greeted the first ship.
Yep.
We organized 7 other organizations in town, and we were there with big smiles on our faces, reminding our visitors that we are happy to have them back. The business community of Juneau is thrilled to have our visitors
back. As a member of that, I can tell you we are thrilled because they're super excited to be back here. They're all jazzed about Juneau. And they just want to see Alaska, and they're just very thankful to be here.
Gotcha. I know, I don't remember whether or not the Jewel has gotten here yet. I don't think
it hasn't come yet, but it's coming.
It hasn't, because that was the cruise ship I was on during my vacation.
Yeah, it's next week, I think.
So I remember joking with that crew. I'm like, no, I'll see you guys again in a very different capacity, but I'll see all of you again.
Yep.
So they've been trickling into town, and on the 28th is our first full day.
Yeah.
So next Sunday, or this coming Sunday.
This coming Sunday.
Yep, and we'll be on, the Chamber will be there, and some other organizations will be there again, greeting them, letting them know we're happy to see them.
Gotcha. And so I think another one of the things that's very important is really acknowledging that the impact that the cruise line industry actually does have locally. And so would you have to have any of those numbers with you, or should I have asked about that a little bit ahead of time?
Well, it's going to be about the same as last year. It's not going to be a big increase like we saw last year. It's going to be relatively flat over the course of the season. And, you know, the cruise ships have been meeting with the city and with the cruise lines have been meeting with the city and the chamber and discussing ways to minimize impacts on the local community. You know, the 5-ship limit takes effect. And then they're also working on a passenger capacity number that they're working on coming up with that will help. You know, they're doing everything they can to minimize their impacts. And I think that we have to balance that with the economic benefit that we receive. I mean, it's 20%, it's over 20% of the city's revenues come directly from the sales tax revenues from cruise ship passengers in the summer. And that's just not something else we can replace. And there's a lot, this whole economy in this town is built on those passengers coming. And so we have to do whatever we can to make it attractive for both them and acceptable and sustainable for the community. And I think that they're dedicated to doing that, and I think that there's a good collaboration going on between the cruise lines, the city, the chamber, and other organizations to make sure that we're doing everything we can.
Gotcha. Now, to sort of play off of you mentioning, you know, the revenues for the city, I understand the chamber's also been looking at the city budget.
Yes.
Everybody's been looking at the city budget, right? There's a lot going on there, and it's a hard, it's, you know, as everybody's dealt with the school district budget and all the different budgets that are going around, there's a lot of moving targets, you know, and it's hard to keep track of everything. And the chamber put together of what I thought was a very good and detailed letter to the assembly about the budget and where we from our perspective as the chamber felt they needed to take a hard look at some things and focus on some things and really reevaluate where their priorities are. And it's a very detailed, a lot of facts and figures in there. I won't go into it here, but it's available for anybody to look at on the chamber website. You can just go to junochamber.com and look under the advocacy tab. And this letter is dated April 5th, is there. And I think it's really a very informative letter and will help guide some of the decisions they make.
Yeah, we understand that not everyone has read the 218 plus page budget. So we at the chamber, we understand business owners are busy, and we have the staff. We actually have a full-time government affairs person, so we can do these kinds of things for the business community. So we did go through the budget line by line, and we found some things that we thought the community should be concerned with. So we do really encourage everyone going to our website and reading the letter and making yourself informed with the city's budget.
Gotcha. I think that's a good way of going about it, because, I mean, you want people to be informed because that's how they can do strong advocacy for whatever they feel needs to be adjusted with the budget. And that's a good part of why I always advocate, hey, have as much information on any given topic as possible, so then you can be more well-rounded in sort of your decision-making and your thought processes on that.
And have accurate information.
Especially.
Yeah, that's important. You know, there's a lot of information out there, but not all of it is accurate.
Correct.
So you want to make sure if you're looking at something that you're having the right information, that you can double check that and make sure that that's actually what's going on.
Oh, yeah. And on that, my last sort of real big question, is there any big things that you, as both as representatives of the chamber in this circumstance, wanted to talk about or mention?
Well, I'd just like to mention what a great job Maggie's done with her new office. You know, the chamber had to relocate this last fall, and we did an exhaustive search around town to find the best possible spot for the chamber offices. And we just had a dedication ceremony last week on Thursday, had a chamber open house at our new offices over in Vintage Park, directly across from the new search building. And the offices came out phenomenal. It's beautiful, it's very professional, it's easily accessible, it's visible from the street. So we encourage anybody that has any interest to go stop by the chamber office and check it out and say hello to our staff there.
Yeah, we worked really hard and we're really proud of how it turned out. So yeah, we're at 3030 Vintage Boulevard, Suite 100, and you can't miss us. Our logo is over the door finally, which was a big goal of ours to have before our party. Do I have time to make one quick plug
yes,
for Gold Rush Days? So I'm switching hats. I'm on the Gold Rush Days board, and it's a long-standing tradition here in Juneau. We made everything electronic this year, so I want to let vendors and sponsors and past competitors know that you all should go to JunoGoldRushDays.com and sign up to sponsor or be a vendor or to participate in one of the logging or mining competitions. And I don't know if you've ever been, Jordan, but it's quite the sight.
It's a great tradition here in Juneau. It really celebrates the mining history in Juneau. What really, you know, all of us, you know, like just today down at the Red Dog where we're at, all the land we sit on was built by mines. It was all mine tailings that was put there, and that's why we have flat land down there. And so there's a long history of mining in this community, and this is a great event that celebrates that. And you should go check it out.
Gotcha. I went to the mining day. Didn't get to see any of the logging activities last year.
Oh, man, when they run on the logs. That's my favorite part. That's my favorite
part. Or run up the poles.
Yeah, that too.
Oh, jeez. All right. Well, on that note, Maggie, Eric, thank you both very much for coming and taking the time to chat with me. I'm confident some folks from the station will probably be there for spirits. I feel pretty confident, but we shall see. But thank you both for coming on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day, Jordan.
All right, you've been listening to Action Line on KINY.